WTAW News Time is 5:45. We're here with William Bouse of the Bryan Fire Department. And today we're going to talk a little bit about some limitations on burning inside the county.
That's right. I want to welcome you.
Well, thank you.
It's great to be sitting across from you. Are you enjoying this?
I am. I am a little nervous, but I am enjoying it, and I'm excited to be conducting a live interview in studio. So welcome.
Well, thank you. Yes, I wanted to try to help out our brethren out in the county. As everybody should know from listening to me over and over again, burning is always illegal inside the city of College Station, inside city of Bryan, unless you have a burn permit, which are very few and very expensive to get, and usually only done by very large contractors. But for those individuals, like even like myself, who live out in the county, who might have brush piles to burn on their farms and so on, there is rules now for the burning. Back when I was a young kid, there really wasn't much of any rules, but times have changed, and we are more environmentally friendly, and TCEQ, the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality, has rules for burning, and you need to adhere to those if you are burning out in the county. And we're going to talk about some of those.
Okay, sounds good.
First one, we'll talk about where we can burn, which is outside the city limits, and then when we can burn. And burning cannot begin any earlier than 1 hour after sunrise and should be put out by 1 hour before sunset. And the winds are supposed to be between 6 and 23 miles per hour. That's high enough windage to carry the smoke and low enough to prevent the embers from being a problem spreading. There's a selection of materials that you're supposed to burn. This is brush only. Any materials such as electrical insulation, treated lumber, plastics, heavy oils, tires, asphaltic materials, anything synthetic made is no longer allowed to be burned. It has to go to the landfill, even out in the county. Want to discuss some ways you can find out more information if you still have questions. You can always contact www.tceq.state.tx, which is your Texas Commission on Environmental Quality website. You can also contact 361-3888, which is non-emergency dispatch. You should call them every morning that burning will take place, and you can contact them to get in touch with any of the volunteer fire chiefs or fire precinct personnel if you have any further questions.
Okay, and we'll definitely make sure to put that all that information on our website at WTAW.com as well.
Absolutely. The other thing I was going to bring forth, we had the lady that unfortunately got trapped on the train tracks the other day.
Yes, that was a very unfortunate incident.
And, well, we think of it as kind of a really fortunate incident in that she walked away, which is not what would have happened had she not been able to get out of her car in time. Probably would have been a death. And we have several of these train tracks that are near intersections in Bryan. And so I wanted to bring it forth that we need to pay close attention to not be parking on these tracks. That's not only extremely dangerous because, as you see, what can happen from her experience, but is actually against the Texas State Transportation Code, and you can actually get cited for it and have to pay a fine. But we have several of them in Bryan. We have the one at 30th between Bryan and South Main Street, where we actually have two of them together. And for you to not park on the train track at any time, you almost have to wait till a single car goes through and over the next track before you can proceed to the next position for you to not park on the track at some point. And personally, from driving around town all day like I do as part of my inspections and enforcement and being around, I see people parking on it all the time. We also have one that gets parked on a lot at Finfeather, at Turkey Creek and Carson, and a couple where Dodge and Finfeather cross. And luckily, we haven't had anybody hit yet, but we can see that it can happen. It'll happen quickly, and we certainly don't want it to happen, so please pay attention to that.
And heaven forbid someone does find themselves in that position where they are parked on the tracks and a train is coming, the gates come down. Best advice, just to get out of the car, get out of the scene immediately, and don't try to maneuver your car between others or anything like that.
The best and only advice I can tell you is get out of the vehicle. The vehicle is a machine. It's possibly insured. It's not a person. Your life is far more valuable than that car. So get out of the car immediately and get away from the train track.
Okay. Well, thanks again to William Bouse of the Bryan Fire Department for joining us this evening. You're listening to News Talk 1620 WTAW.